bought the little house next door to us. We know a bit of its history and the history of Ruby, the woman who built it with her husband Harry, a fellow vaudevillian. Ruby was a dancer. Well, actually, she was a burlesque dancer, and, well, more accurately, a stripper during the Depression. We even have a full-size movie marquee of her we found in the wall of our shack back in 1978, where, it turns out, Ruby lived with her mom Mary and her sister Pearl and her brother Marion back as far as 100 years ago when the shack was built. In the 1940s, she and Harry built the little house we just bought. I think half the reason we bought it was because Karen is an historian and wanted to bring the two places back together, sort of the way it was originally, all in the family. She's been searching websites, Googling up Ruby and Binging Harry and Yahooing Pearl. She's got folks down at the Historical Society sleuthing tidbits on burlesque queens and strippers to the point the FBI may have a sting soon on geriatric porno purveyors, a psychopathology that has received all too little attention in the media. Genealogists have joined the fray, and fragment by fragment, some of Ruby's life has begun to materialize. More than her dance outfit, that's for sure. But you go searching into closets and crevices, you better be prepared for what you uncover. People's lives hold secrets and surprises. We don't all have happy endings, even us Southenders. Maybe particularly us Southenders. This past month, we were given an article from the October 18, 1946 Sacramento Bee, which reads as follows. A suave and polite bandit raped burlesque dancer Ruby Reed, 28, at gunpoint yesterday morning while her husband lay in the same bed, tied and gagged. The gunman, dressed in Navy or Merchant Marine uniform, folded his coat neatly on a chair but did not remove his cap or mask. Miss Reed and her husband, Harry Myers, a burlesque comedian, woke at 4:30 a.m. to find a man pointing a gun and flashlight in their room at 324 Hyde Street. He said, "This is a stick-up. Never mind the money. Get back in bed." He tied Myers' hands with clothesline, gagged both of them, and then raped Miss Reed. Afterward, he rose, took his coat, and left, remarking, "Thank you very much." This account leaves altogether too much to the imagination and raises serious questions as to where the plot will take us next. Part of me wishes we'd never delved this deeply, but the other part wants to know how the coming chapter will play out. I've always maintained that history is half mystery. I just hope it isn't a murder mystery. Stay tuned. We are.